Listen.
Oh, my God.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
I don't believe this.
Okay, when I was younger, I had tons of freckles on my face. Now they're just age spots.
Aww, you still look cute, guy.
You know what? When my daughter cosplays, she'll put freckles on her face with makeup. But I guess this big trend now is freckles are in, and people are actually tattooing freckles on their face, which is crazy.
God, I love the look of freckles, actually. I think freckles are like little sun-kissed skin in the summertime. I think there's just something
Isn't there
really...
makeup you can get, pencil or something?
Well, you get a freckle pencil. I'm sure that's what it could just go into MAC Cosmetics and ask for a freckle pair going to Walgreens.
Well, why get it tattooed? I don't get it.
Well, because it's more permanent. Then you don't have to worry about it washing. You can swim with it and do all of that. Why not? I mean, we live in an age. Look at everybody's getting plastic surgery. It's all over reality television. Why not do... I mean, not that tattoos are plastic surgery, but people are doing things to alter their appearance. People are getting, you know, liposuction and God knows what.
Yeah, I guess of all the things you can get done, you know, the piercings, the rings, the expanding of the earlobes, all that crazy stuff that people do these days, which is, hey, if that's what you're into, that's fine. Freckles seems like it's pretty... you know, meek and mild.
Right. We could freshen yours up. You could look cute and adorable again. I mean, not to say you're not now. I mean, don't get me wrong.
It's just I need a fresh coat of paint.
That's what you need. Okay. You know what we could do, truly, give you an absolute makeover, is get you some plugs. And actually, they're not plugs anymore. We can get you some hair and get you some and freshen up those freckles with some tattoo freckles. What do you reckon?
I'm in as long as you can do something for the beer gut. If you can...
don't have a beer gut. Knock it off. God, you're a drama queen.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. All these stories are true. Even the names haven't been changed.
It takes a lot of money to invest in a dog like Rumor, the German Shepherd who won Best in Show at the recent Westminster Dog Show in New York City.
Oh, God, not just a lot. I mean, it's a lot of money. You know how you get every now and again, you start talking about how expensive it is to raise kids, and invariably the subject of the American Girl doll or whatever it is comes up, and you lament the fact that you've got two daughters and how they, expensive it is, and their hobbies and this and that, right? Right? Now, listen, I mean, they're people who can look after you in your old age, at least. That's an investment
exactly.
into your kids.
Yes.
What about if you own one of these dogs that is in a dog show, like the big Westminster dog show?
Big investment.
Some dog owners spend more than $100,000 to get their dog ready for the show and recognised by judges on the dog show circuit. And we're not even talking about the cost of the dog necessarily, although when you get your pedigrees and things, they're expensive. But things like training, grooming, vet bills, travel expenses, the cost of hiring a professional handler, plus apparently
that's
they spend...
Because you don't want to look after the dog yourself.
You
want to hand the dog over to somebody else for them to take care of.
It's like a dog nanny, probably, isn't it?
Exactly.
For rich people. Yeah. Then they spend all this money flying a dog to compete in some of the top shows and buying ads in dog magazines to help promote them as well. Here's an idea for you if you want to get a pet. Go down to the local pet shelter, adopt a dog, and just have fun with it. How about that for a novel idea?
What a concept.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
The movie The Bucket List came out in 2007. It had Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman. And it's always part of our conversation when you think, you know, what's on your bucket list?
Right.
What would you like to do one day? Australia, for me, has always been on my bucket list. I've never had a chance to go. I want to take the family to Europe, I think, one of these times. I want to go back to Hawaii.
Why would you want to take your family to Europe? Just take your wife. Leave the kids at home. They'll just ruin it. Right?
Well, they're at an age now where they're not whiny and cry, and then they actually do want to do stuff with mom and dad.
No,
your
oldest one's in her early 20s, and Grace is a teenager. Grace will just have her nose in her cell phone anyway.
Yeah,
why
that's
bother?
True. What you're saying is have a romantic trip yes. with my wife and leave the kids with grandma and grandpa.
Leave the kids at home. That's exactly what they're for. But, you know, travel, I think, is on a lot of people's bucket lists. And the older you get, the more I think you think about what are the things that are important? Have I done everything that I want to do? And I think even when you're 100, you still look and you go, what haven't I done that I want to do? And
if you're 100, that's a great question to be asking yourself. That means you're still viable. You're still thinking about living. It's like, what are the things I haven't done in my life? I want to do those things.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter what it is. It might be a big thing. It might be a small thing, like this woman who's 100 in Holland. And she's nearly 100. And she wanted to be arrested. All her life, she's had this little fantasy. A little bit of, I don't know, 50 shades of something or other.
So
her name's Annie, and she told police, listen, I've never been arrested, but I've always wanted to know what it was like to experience a police cell from within, is what she said. So they cuffed her and put her in a cell where they took some photos of her and, you know, whatever, posted them on Facebook and everything. They left her in there overnight because another one of her bucket list fantasies actually was to have a little bit of girl-on-girl action with Big Bertha. So they...
Oh, come on.
They left her, no, I made
Stop
that bit up.
You're making that up now.
Listen
to this
with Cliff and Sharon.
Okay, let me just go on record as saying that I'm a baby when it comes to being cold. So, you know, the polar plunges, all of that kind of stuff. If the pool's not 82, I'm not going in.
You are a baby. But also, really you're a little bit frightened of shrinkage, aren't you?
Well, every man is afraid of shrinkage. It was coined in Seinfeld, but let me tell you, it's a generational thing.
I know it's a thing. I know it's a thing. But there's plenty of men that do the polar bear plunges, you know, around the country.
Can't imagine.
They don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're small to begin with.
My point is, there's this thing happening. I saw these photos online. I had to look it up to figure out what the heck this is. So there's in the Yukon, there's where the temperatures are rarely above 25 degrees. They have the operators of this Tikini. Hot pools?
I think that's what it's called, yeah.
So every February, they do this really cool contest where they invite hot spring visitors in, and they're looking for their best frozen hair photo. So you got the guys with the big lumberjack beards or long hair, and they wet it, and then they come out of the water, and of course, within a couple of seconds, it's all frozen and crystallized.
Oh, I don't know. I think it might take more than a couple of seconds. It sounds rather torturous, actually. Imagine being wet... And then having to, it's all well and good to hop in a hot spring or something in the winter, but getting out's the hard part because you're freezing. And to get all that hair to fully freeze, good Lord. And what's the top prize? It's like $700 or something.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, and some of the photos are great. We'll have to put the photos on our Facebook page.
Yeah, we'll do it. They are great photos, but there is a lot of shrinkage involved.
Oh, yeah. Never doing it.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Improving your water cooler chat.
One. Sharon, I read this in a magazine yesterday, and I have to share it with you today because you and I finally have some scientific proof that our love of red wine...
And white. Don't discriminate.
And white, absolutely.
Don't discriminate. And a good old-fashioned...
Okay, any alcohol at all.
And a vodka tonic in the summertime is very refreshing.
We'll add the vodka
and don't forget a margarita, because when you're having Mexican food, you've got to have a margarita or a beer, right?
Okay.
So can we just say booze?
Just booze.
Okay.
Because science says clever people are more likely to drink alcohol.
Oh, cheers to that.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.